So getting as many children as possible learning to swim is the goal of Swim It Forward, an initiative of Swim Australia that seeks to help Australian families access swimming lessons more easily, because some of the stats are a little bit surprising and a little bit worrying as well. So let's talk to Brendan Ward, the CEO of the Australian Swimming Coaches and Teachers Association. Brendan, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I was surprised when reading in the lead-up to this that there are still so many people that that can't swim.
Yeah, that's right. It is surprising and quite alarming, actually. In fact, the Swim Australia research that we did unfortunately showed that Australian families are not prioritising learn to swim, with 55% of children not getting lessons and another 41% saying that they have no intention of putting their kids in lessons in the next 12 months. And, you know, of course, the lockdown from the pandemic, and particularly in Victoria, has meant that pools have been closed, school swimming has been cancelled, swimming lessons haven't been going ahead, and we're coming into this very, very busy summer period where, you know, unfortunately over the weekend we've had a couple of drownings, and, you know, I think that's a real kind of message to grab hold of and say, look, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah. No, we often talk, you know, about CPR and life-saving skills in that respect. But, of course, the greatest life-saving skill, the greatest opportunity to get out of a situation of life is actually being able to swim. I mean, it's pretty simple when it's all said and done, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. And so I guess what we've done is we've created this Swim Safer Week. We've been running it for 6 years or so now. And it's really to put the spotlight on water safety and learn to swim. And we're running this at more than 500 swim schools across Australia, more than 70 across Victoria. And, you know, I think it's a timely reminder for parents to think about what's coming up with summer. You know, you might be going on holidays to a beach down in Victoria or somewhere else in Australia. You know, you might be off to the river or the dam. You know, how able are your kids in the water? And, of course, a swimming pool is the safest aquatic environment, really. You know, we've got lifeguards, you've got nice clean water, it's not moving, and this is where we build up our fitness, our skills, our strength and stamina, and it's so important to get kids into swimming lessons.
Yeah. The interesting thing there, you say that, is that even given that environment of a swimming pool, and you know, I've seen this, a near drowning, it's so easy for things to go awry. So tell us more about the Swim It Forward initiative. I'm interested in that too.
Yeah, sure. So with this research that we did, we found out that the number one reason that families are not putting their kids in learn to swim is financial. And you know, I guess we've all had an impact from the coronavirus and the lockdown. And so what we've done is we've created Swim It Forward. What we're doing is we're hoping that for those people that can afford it, maybe they could donate one swimming lesson, average of $20 for a swimming lesson, one swimming lesson. And what we'll do is we'll go out into, you know, maybe some disadvantaged communities, or certainly have an application process for families that might need a bit of financial support. And what we're hoping is we can get enough money that we can put a whole bunch of kids through Learn to Swim. And typically 10 lessons is what it would take to get someone, you know, give them the basic skills, let them know how to float, how to get in and out of the water properly, maybe how to propel themselves through the water. And of course, it depends on the age and the skill level, but, you know, could end up actually being able to swim after 10 lessons.
Yeah, most certainly. And look, let's face it, $20 these days, I mean, you know, people would spend that on coffee in a day. You know, so it's not much.
Some people, yeah.
Yeah, well, I would. It's not a lot, though, to offer to someone these days. $20 is, you know, is not a lot of money.
Well, it's the gift of life. And so what we've done is we've set up a website, swimsafer.org.au, and that's where people can go. We've also got some great safety tips and resources in there for parents. We've also got a swim school finder if you want to get your kids into swimming lessons. And we've also got the Swim It Forward donation button. And people can go in and make a tax-deductible donation in there. You know, for however much they can afford. It doesn't have to be $20, but, you know, could potentially donate a term of swimming lessons or even a year of swimming lessons if you're able to.
Yeah. No, that is awesome. And what was the website again?
Swimsafer.org.au.
Yeah. Well, it's very important in this area too, because, I mean, up here it gets... in Central Victoria gets hotter than Jennifer Aniston in the maybe not quite that hot, but it it gets very hot. Hey, Brendan, good luck with it. That's a fantastic initiative, and we wish you well, and thank you very much for talking to us this morning about it.
Thanks very much. Appreciate
good on
it.
You. Brendan Ward, CEO of the Australian Swimming Coaches and Teachers Association, on the wake-up call this morning. Nothing's as hot as Jennifer Aniston. I'm sorry.